is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green. Russia struck Ukraine's capital Kyiv with missiles early on Sunday for the first time in more than a month. Dark smoke could be seen from many miles away after the attack on two outlying districts of Kyiv. Ukraine said the strike hit a rail car repair works. Moscow said it had destroyed tanks sent by Eastern European countries to Ukraine. At least one person was hospitalized, though there were no immediate reports of deaths. Here's VOA's Anna Chernikova.
A reaction, to be honest, is quite shocking because, of course, it was more than a month that Kyiv was not under attack. For Kyiv citizens, they are coming back to life as much as they can. Of course, for some more time, it's not going to be as it was before the 24th of February, but still people are trying to come back to business actions and so on and so forth. So it was shocking.
Sunday's attack was the first big strike on Kyiv since late April, when a missile killed a journalist. Lawmakers in southwestern Nigeria say more than 50 people are feared dead after a gunman opened fire and detonated explosives at a church. One official said the gunman targeted a Catholic church on Sunday morning, just as worshippers gathered for weekly mass, adding many children were among the dead. Another politician said the attackers also kidnapped the presiding priest. While much of Nigeria has struggled with security issues, the Southwest is usually one of Nigeria's most peaceful areas. Mass shootings late Saturday night in the U.S. cities of Philadelphia and Chattanooga, Tennessee, left at least 6 people dead and over 25 others wounded in the latest cases of gun violence across the United States. Police in Philadelphia say multiple shooters opened fire in the city's busy South Street, an area with many bars and restaurants. This is VOA News. 2 men and a woman were killed in that shooting. Meanwhile, authorities in Chattanooga say 3 people are dead and 14 suffered gunshot wounds after that incident. 2 people died from gunshot wounds while one person died from injuries after being struck by a vehicle while fleeing the scene. The incidents followed recent shootings that killed 10 people at a grocery store in Buffalo, New York, 21 victims at an elementary school in Uvalde, Texas, and 4 people at a medical building in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Gun safety advocates are pushing the U.S. government to take stronger measures to curb gun violence. There have been at least 240 mass shootings in the United States so far this year, according to the Gun Violence Archive, a nonprofit research group. It defines a mass shooting as one in which at least 4 people are shot, excluding the shooter. Queen Elizabeth II appeared on the balcony of Buckingham Palace on Sunday, delighting fans who had hoped to catch a glimpse of her during the final days of festivities marking her 70 years on the throne. Lieutenant Alexander Aldridge of the Royal Lancers says taking part in the military parade that ended the festivities celebrating the monarch's reign was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
I know that certainly within my career and also my lifetime, I'm never going to see another Platinum Jubilee. And to have the opportunity to take part in this and march as one of Her Majesty's regiments on parade is just absolutely exceptional.
Prior to Sunday, the 96-year-old Queen Elizabeth had only appeared in public twice during the 4-day Platinum Jubilee. Bird conservationists are working to bring the critically endangered Bali minor bird back from the brink of extinction with help from unlikely allies, bird breeders and sellers in Indonesia. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Endemic to Bali, the mynah has been prized for its striking white plumage and song. But the bird's capture for sale, coupled with habitat loss, led to the mynah becoming critically endangered, and by 2001, only about 6 were living in the wild, though there were thousands in cages around the world. Now conservationists see bird breeders as key to bringing the mynah back. Breeders are allowed to keep 90% of the offspring for private sale, while the remaining birds are released into a protected national park in Bali. Veterinarian I. Gede Nyoman Bayu Wirayuda of Friends of the National Parks Foundation.
We need also to give something back to the community so they can feel conservation, give them benefit.
Monitoring is needed to ensure success, but the model could be replicated for other endangered birds. I'm Ben Thomas.
For more on this and all the stories we're covering, visit us at voanews.com. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green for VOA News.